10 o'clock. We will now call to order the meeting of the Tax Relief for Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee. So I will see. I'm looking around the room. There are four people I was noted on the that I. Everyone's here except the four people. Don is excused, of course. He's had some surgery. So, is anyone on the phone? Any members on the phone?
Any members? Don Lee is on the phone.
Oh, Don. All right. Great. Glad you could join us by phone.
Glad to be here.
I didn't mean to write you off prematurely there as not being here. Sorry about that.
Well, I had requested it, so.
Okay.
Morning. I'm Charles Allred.
Charles, all right. Tim told me he's going to call in. And we're missing Lloyd. So, but we do have a quorum, so we can get started. And I'll, as usual, I'll just say our usual policy is to solicit and welcome input from the audience, and we will pause at different times and give you ample opportunity to comment if you want. And by the way, if you're on the phone, if you'll please mute, don't put us on hold. It might make us listen to music we don't want to listen to. So if you'll mute that until it's time to speak, that'd be great. All right, any general comments from the committee before we get started? All right. Then we'll take the first item, which is election of the 2019 committee chair. And as usual, I will say I'm available to continue, but I am not running for office, so I'll just leave that open.
I nominate Bob Adair.
Okay.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? You're welcome to discuss.
If that has to be amended to draft him, then I make that amendment.
Okay. All right. All right, we have a motion and a second to nominate Bob Adair again to chair the committee. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no.
Aye.
All right. Thanks again for your confidence. We'll jump right into the main item on the agenda.
Bob, let's let the record reflect that you said you were not running for office, just
correct,
for future purposes.
That's right. That's right.
But you have other designs. We're going to hold you to that commitment.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Leave my options open. All right. Just as a quick background, you guys recall in our last meeting in September, we had a review. We reviewed.
Is your middle name Beto? Bob Roberto Beto. Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. We need a little levity here, don't we? Yeah. So, we reviewed a list last time of things that we thought was a good idea, probably because there's a trend of Tier 2 and Tier 3 applications that routinely got 100%. And then those that we decided were probably not. I say we decided. It was a draft that we had, and we discussed it. So,
sorry to interrupt. Lloyd Graham.
Yeah, hi, Lloyd. Glad you could join us.
I'm going to mute now. Sorry for the trouble.
All right, great. So, did Tim join us by chance? Tim sent me an email this morning. He said he had a management meeting at 9 o'clock, and he's going to have to call in, so hopefully he'll call in pretty soon. But anyway, we've got the list that I sent out in the format of the current Tier 1 table. That's intended to be just the items that we thought we're okay with going forward with. I don't want to read too much into that. We had some discussion last time, but I'll open it up. And by the way, you'll see the highlighted areas that I had there. Those are differences or amendments from the September 5th draft that we had. So any comments? Open for discussion. Yes, Cyrus?
I like this list. I did have one question about one of the controls on volatile organic compounds, the fixed storage tank roofs. Fixed roofs and
which item?
A116.
Okay. All right.
Is this correct? Fixed roofs installed on external floating roof tanks. It shouldn't be fixed roofs like over internal floating. If it's external to me, isn't that doesn't that mean it's on the outside?
Greg, I thought
it was originally on the outside, but now you're putting a roof over it to catch VOCs.
Okay, so it's an internal external floating roof that you're putting something on top of.
Well, all of the floating roofs are kind of internal to the barrel of the tank, but there's nothing over the top of it, so it's an external roof.
Okay,
so then you build over the top of it to catch more VOCs.
Okay. Yeah, I think of that as an internal floating roof and that you have a fixed roof over it, but that's just the way I think about it. But yeah, okay. So it is, I'm in favor of that because that would have helped a lot in the hurricane if we had those. So I'm in favor of those.
Any other discussions?
I have a question about another item.
Uh-huh.
You're ready. On under solid waste management, could someone remind me how we handle something like this where we're saying construction equipment is 100% pollution control equipment if it's used exclusively for something? How is that exclusivity?
You mean the current process?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's a TCEQ staff question, probably. Shelley's, okay.
Hi, this is Shelley with TCEQ. When we receive these types of applications, I believe it's Tier 2 applications, there's usually some sort of permit requirement that the land reclamation take place and the company certifies that they had to purchase the equipment specific and exclusive to those requirements.
And they certify they're not going to use that equipment for any other construction.
Right. So if they don't give us that certification, we'll ask those questions in the NOD process and then ask them to certify that.
And does all that get transmitted to the appraisal district so it can do its job?
Yeah, the complete copy of record and all of that back and forth would be part of what would get sent to the appraisal district.
Okay, thank you. My next question, Bob, is on M24. And I need to be reminded about when I see expenditures such as radiography, and I understand the statute says processes, but this is still a property tax exemption. An expenditure such as radiography, is there something about radiography that I'm trying to figure out? That looks like a check you write to a radiography company.
Am I correct that this is where you use radiography to check like welds in a pipeline?
Yeah, this is probably in pipelines, I think. Yeah.
And it's really a test. It's not property. You could always normally to make a pipeline you don't have to do these tests unless you just really want to spend the money to make sure you have a secure pipeline. So if you're required to do it, and usually, even though this is not it's not property, it ends up in the total construction cost of the pipeline, which is what the property tax would be based on.
It looks like an operational expense. Am I wrong on that?
It's construction. It's construction, though. It's a construction expenditure.
So then, when valuing the property, the appraisal district would
take the, if it's using a cost method, would take the cost of construction and would exclude from that the cost of non-destructive pipeline testing.
Right.
Correct.
All right.
The explanation that I see from our September meeting says TCEQ has reviewed a sufficient number of applications and determined 100% PUD to place this on Tier 1. There have been 66 applications. I think that's what I was showing from last time. I don't know how many applicants, but there have been 66 applications. Yeah.
Question, is there a requirement that this testing be done?
Right, that's part of our analysis, that they have to provide what's the rule requirement that requires it for certain pipelines.
The funny thing about this is the way most interstate, if it's like an interstate pipeline, the process is largely an income-based appraisal, and this would fall out anyway. But
that's kind of what I was guessing, is that we don't really value pipelines based upon the cost to build them anyway, do we?
One approach.
If it's not a major pipeline that we do schedules, it ends up in the. But we usually end up using our own schedules and not their original cost to do these anyway.
No pen.
I'm satisfied.
Friendly reminder: if you'd mute your phone if you're not speaking right now.
Oh.
Okay. Don, is that any other questions on that?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Hey, any other comments, questions?
No, I mean, I'd like to update everybody about the whole question about carbon capture utilization and whether or not it should be on Tier 1. And after talking to a few folks, it's clear to me that unless we actually change the regulations to remove the reference to marketable product in 17.14, I think that it's just put staff in too difficult a position to defend a kind of a universal statement that carbon capture doesn't involve a marketable product. We can make a compelling case that since no power plant in the United States is currently capturing it as a marketable product, and the only one that is has a very unique circumstance, and it does take a lot of investment to actually utilize CO2 in the marketplace from a power plant. That's a pretty fact-specific inquiry, and that's just not really something that we've used Tier 1 for. And so it's going to be a Tier 3 until we have a few. I think you know where the foundation I represent hopes that that's the case, but we're not going to push the limits of Tier 1. I mean, I think a case could be made that you could have a full discussion about what those deals probably look like, but you're never going to be able to capture every potential deal because there are going to be capture projects. I think you'll see, and you already do see sweetening operations where people are capturing CO2 and they contribute it to an existing product pipeline. That's a different fact situation, and I wouldn't want to leave the impression. I mean, we'd probably need to have the discussion be specific to power plants. And even then, where that plant is and proximity to a pipeline will change. So I think it's just something that's going to need to be Tier 3. I do. I want everybody to understand that I think the regulatory underpinning is there. The EPA has not withdrawn the endangerment finding, nor has it said it's not going to replace the Clean Power Plan or the new source rule. It's in the process of replacing it with a rule that's focused on facilities. It's going to be efficiency-based, but it still would be exceeding the rule to actually capture carbon dioxide. So I still think it has a regulatory underpinning for eligibility, and I welcome more projects, and the TCEQ can deal with those in a Tier 3 setting until we get a tried and true calculation for a tier one table treatment.
Okay, appreciate that update. Any other comments, questions about the items on the list, the attached list? The revisions okay? They were highlighted in yellow? Okay. Any other items since it seems, I don't want to read too much into this either, but it seems we're on the verge of maybe proposing a recommendation to the commission.
Yeah, I was about to say, do we need to make a recommendation or approve of this?
Yes. In my opinion, any recommendation to the commission needs to have a vote. And I don't know if we're there yet or if we need more discussions before we do that, but just a reminder, I think Shelley had recommended prefer to have it to the recommendation by first quarter next year, so now's a good time. Okay.
I'm ready to vote.
Well, I move that we recommend this set of changes as shown on the document put before us.
I second that exhibit.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to adopt these or recommend these revisions. Do we have any additional discussion? Those on the phone? Pause for anybody in the audience. Okay. Then we will move forward to a vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Aye.
Okay. We have a motion to present these, and I will, as chair, I will make these provision or recommendations and clean it up, of course, and send it to the commissioners or however Shelley recommends we submit it. Or if you want to tell everybody on the committee, is that the best way to do it, is to address it to the commissioners and copy you to go through the ED?
That'll work.
Okay. All right. All right. That covers that item. Any old business? Maybe just want a little quick update. I think the cutoff is to have a replacement for Wayne is like approaching maybe today or something like that.
Right, the deadline is today.
Okay.
To submit nominations, we're planning to take that to agenda in February.
Okay.
With the recommended appointment. I have a couple other things.
Sure.
That are new business, but I can.
Okay. Wait. Unless there's any old business we need to cover first, but I think we're okay. Go ahead.
The commission is also on December 21st going to publish in the Texas Register our intention to review the Chapter 17 and Chapter 18 rules. That's part of just the Texas Government Code quadrennial review process. It's really not an in-depth look at the rules like what you guys have been working on. It's really, do the reasons for the rules still exist, and affirming that we still need the rules in place. So that'll publish in the Texas Register. We'll also send y'all an email update when that publishes.
So that's just a sunset review, sort of?
Kind of, yeah. It's a quadrennial every 4-year review of those rules. So you'll see that, and we'll post that on our webpage and send out an email on that. We've also had some organizational changes in the Office of Air. So I think we mentioned last time our section manager, Donna Huff, was promoted. She's now the Air Quality Division Director. We have a new Air Quality Planning Section Manager. It's Walker Williamson. He's here in the room if you want to meet him. We also, as of the end of the month, Steve Hagel, the Deputy Director for the Office of Air, retired. And there's a new Deputy Director. Her name is Tanya Bear, and she's just starting, I guess, this week. So we just have had some organizational changes in our office.
But we don't expect any significant, if any, changes in the Prop 2 program as a result of these.
And we
don't
know yet. Not that I know of today.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fair enough.
We're still here.
Put you on the spot there. All right.
We still have a pending lawsuit on the Hersig thing, don't we? Sure. Is there any changes since last time? Yes or no?
Good morning. I'm Don Redman with TCQ's Environmental Law Division. Yes, we do have an update for you. On November 16th, the Texas Supreme Court granted the petitions for review for all of the pending Hersig cases from the El Paso and Austin Court of Appeals. Oral argument is scheduled for January 24th.
All right. We'll continue to watch that closely. Any other updates we should be aware of? Pre-legislation issues, not that we get involved necessarily, other than we prefer not to anyway. Okay. All right. Any other old business? We're having a pretty efficient meeting so far. All right. I don't want to drag this out unnecessarily. Any other one last chance for the audience or anybody on the phone? Any comments need to bring before us?
Hey, Bob. This is Tim Jones. I just wanted to let you know I joined the call.
Oh, late. Good, Tim.
Apologize.
Yeah. Glad you could join us. All right.
Bob, this yes. is Don. I just want to, with the committee, express our best wishes and our thanks for all of his work over the years to Wayne.
Yes. Good comment. I should have made that observation also. Thank you, Wayne. You can come heckle if you want.
I will miss you guys, and if you ever, you know, it's all industry and representative. If you ever need a in-the-middle person, holler at me. I'll give me something to do. Come up here and work with you again.
All right. And just to let you know, as I usually do at the end of the year, I will plan to pull together our annual report, maybe do, and I'll send an email out to all of you real soon for dates for next year. We'll try to get all the dates on the calendar for next year. So anything else you think I might be lacking in or missing, I welcome that kind of feedback too, or anything I might be missing. All right. Then do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We have a motion to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against,
aye.
No.
Aye. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Here we are, John. Thanks.
Thank you.